capital of Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Democrats may not get the witnesses they want. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. After one last day for Hakeem Jeffries and the impeachment managers to make their case against President Trump.
He was determined to stop Joe Biden by trying to cheat in the election, smear him, solicit foreign interference.
One Republican Senator Lamar Alexander says the Democrats are right and proved the president did do that and it was inappropriate. However, Alexander says it does not meet the high bar the Constitution set for an impeachable offense, and the second charge of obstruction is frivolous, so he'll vote no on witnesses.
Republican Senator Lamar Alexander was Democrats' last best hope to get enough votes for witnesses. But in a blistering statement just moments after they adjourned last night, Alexander said this, quote, if this shallow, hurried, and wholly partisan impeachment were to succeed, it would rip the country apart, pouring gasoline on the fire of cultural divisions that already exist.
That's Fox's Caroline Shively. So far, only two GOP senators have said they'll vote yes to witnesses. Unless Democrats get four to join them, the trial could end tonight with the president's acquittal. The coronavirus has now infected more than 9,800 people, nearly all of them in China, where 213 people have died, prompting a warning to Americans. Fox's Evan Brown has more live.
Yeah, Dave, the U.S. State Department is telling Americans do not travel to China, and all Americans inside China currently should see commercial travel out of the country. And do not make immediate plans to return. The warning comes amidst fears from the WHO that China's coronavirus continues to spread. That global health agency has declared a worldwide emergency due to it. Singapore has now reportedly closed off their border with China because of it. The U.S. revealed Thursday a sixth person had contracted the virus, Dave.
Oh, Eben, we're just getting this from the presidential campaign. Democrat John Delaney has pulled out of the race just days before the Iowa caucuses. America's listening to Fox News.
New year, new budgets. Every small business has unique needs. When you partner with a Dell Small Business Technology Advisor, you get real-time, tailored advice. They'll even give you a free audit on your servers and storage devices to develop a custom solution to help improve your company's productivity. Plus, right now, upgrade to Windows 10 and get up to 45% off select business computers with Intel Core processors. To speak with a Dell Advisor, call 877-BUY-DELL. That's 877-BUY-DELL.
Guys, the secret is out. If you want healthy intimacy, your body needs nitric oxide. And now you can boost your nitric oxide production faster than you thought possible with Ageless Male Tonight, the absurdly fast formula from the number one brand in male enhancement. Just take one capsule an hour before romantic activity. You'll get clinically tested ingredients that rapidly boost nitric oxide production, and it won't go unnoticed. Rush to Walmart and get Ageless Male Tonight.
As the impeachment trial potentially wraps up today at the Senate, the president last night held a rally in Des Moines, Iowa.
The American people, and frankly, people all over the world, know it's a hoax. They understand it.
Now, the president also took shots at the Democrats running against him ahead of Monday's Iowa caucuses. And again, just moments ago, John Delaney, one of those candidates considered a long shot, dropped out of the race before those caucuses. They're counting down the minutes in London. The divorce from the European Union becomes final tonight.
More than 3 years after the Brexit referendum, Britain is set to leave the EU tonight. European Parliament lawmaker Nigel Farage among Brexit campaigners cheering. But others are downcast. Brexit remains a divisive subject here. And while Prime Minister Boris Johnson is expected to address the nation later, official celebrations are muted. The departure is followed by a transition period during which the UK and EU will try and thrash out a trade deal. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stocks could drop Dow futures down more than 100 points. Thousands of fans are converging on Miami, where the San Francisco 49ers and Kansas City Chiefs keep prepping for the big game. Fox's Matt Napolitano live in Miami. I think we lost our connection with Matt, but he filed this earlier.
Dave, we're just 2 days away from a record 11th Super Bowl hosted here in Miami, featuring a 49ers team that's no stranger to the big game against a Chiefs team back on the big stage for the first time in 5 decades. Chiefs QB Patrick Mahomes, the reigning MVP, has guided Kansas City to an 8-game winning streak leading up to Sunday's matchup with the help of a talented receiving corps, Mecole Hardman and Tyreek Hill. While the 49ers defense has proven themselves a formidable foe all year long, taming some of the NFL's best offenses like the Packers and the Seahawks.
I'll get in that That's Matt Napolitano in Miami. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The Illinois Attorney General announced the state has joined a multi-state lawsuit over proposed Trump administration rules on food stamps that could cause hundreds of thousands of Americans to lose benefits. The rule is among three targeting the supplemental nutrition program known as SNAP. The rule, expected to go into effect in April, limits states from exempting work-eligible adults from having to maintain steady employment in order to get benefits. The lawsuit claims the rule undermines the nutrition program's intent and the U.S. Department of Agriculture violated the rulemaking process. Tolono has a new police chief. Justin Levingston, who has worked for Tolono Police since 1998, gets that top job. He replaces Rick Rainey, who was put on paid leave last year. He later retired from that job. Levingston has been the interim police chief since Rainey was put out on leave. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Hey, good Friday morning, ESPN 93.5. Three-day forecast brought to you by the Blossom Basket Floors. From simple to simply magnificent with two locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham and Urbana, 367 Rose, or blossombasket.com. Well, we got a little rain and a little snow, a little slip. You just test the roads, make sure you're okay. Headed for a high today, somewhere in the 38 range. Saturday clouds, 37. Sunday, my friends, is February 2nd, because today's the last day of January. Gonna be 56. Say what? Sunshine, 56 on Sunday. I know. Monday, we're going back to work at 55. I'm just looking ahead here. 46, 38, 35, 37, 42, 41. Not bad highs for the next 10 days. Currently 30 degrees in Champaign-Urbana. Again, as you move around, just make sure things are all right. Kind of a Canford kind of moment, kind of picturesque around with beautiful little snow droplings and frost around. It's kind of pretty. Just make sure it's not slippery as you move around here this morning. Well, good morning. Again, I'm Stevie J. Diane is off this morning. My daughter Grace is going to be our co-host. We'll get her going here in just a moment. It is ESPN 93.5. Very excited to talk to KT McFarland. She's one of the country's most prominent conservative foreign policy experts. She's part of the Trump revolution.
Good or great?
From the beginning. I mean, she was Trump's first deputy national security advisor. She had a seat at the table for everything. Donald Trump's unconventional campaign and upset victory. Throw out the rule book, Trump Tower transition, the chaotic first months in the West Wing, the unusual events surrounding General Flynn's firing. Ladies and gentlemen, the book is Revolution. It's KT McFarland. How are you?
Stevie, it's great to be back on with you. I missed you.
I am such a fan. I mean, it's just like, if I had 4 hours, I would be the most compelling interviewer for 4 hours because, KT, you know everything. You know everything. And as president,
I know where a lot of bodies are buried.
Listen, it's exactly right. You've been around Washington pretty much your whole adult life, and I am a fan. And I told you if I was going to be president, you're going to be my Secretary of State. So,
I think I accepted the job.
I think you did. Okay, the book is Revolution. You came into the Trump White House, then the thing fell apart with the General Flynn thing. Have you ever seen? Because you've been around. And you look like you're 30, but you've been around 4 or 5 decades in Washington. Talk to me about, have you ever seen anything, what has transpired in the last 3 years?
No, I mean, I was there for the Reagan Revolution, which I think was similar, but nothing as intense as this. And, I mean, I'm a card-carrying member of the Republican establishment and the foreign policy world, and I thought they had made such mistakes in the last 15 and 20 years that I quit the Republican Party of old and I joined Trump's revolution because I think he really was ready to reorient American foreign policy away from the Middle East and towards Asia where it belongs. And also he was going to fix the economy. And so I won my bet. I think he's done a very good job at all of those things. But what I didn't anticipate was the amount of blowback and pushback from official Washington. what Washington established.
But why the vitriol? I know there was hate. There's been hate for every president, I suppose.
This is nothing.
I mean, this is, they really couldn't get over Hillary was going to win 99% likely. And they just, it was a screaming from the beginning, impeachment from the beginning. It's just unbelievable, the vitriol and hate.
Yeah, I walked into the, so President Trump, President-elect Trump, during the transition, appointed me Deputy National Security Advisor right after he appointed General Flynn National Security Advisor. And I walked into the Washington headquarters for the transition, the one that the government provides no matter who wins the election. And it was a huge office building with room for, I don't know, 2,000 people, 3,000 people. And I walked in, and it was a ghost town. And every desk was there with a computer next to it and a little cubicle. And I thought, oh, my gosh, this was built for Hillary Clinton. The day after the election, there would have been 3,000 people here, each at a desk, all ready to have a seamless transition from Obama to Clinton. And what happened was that, you know, there were a handful of us. And that's when it really struck me that there were probably 2,000 or 3,000 people, at least, who hated Donald Trump, who thought that those jobs should belong to them. That thought Hillary Clinton was going to be president and Bill Clinton was going to be the first gentleman. And they were wrong. And that is what I think we've gone through in the last 3 years, is that it's Washington so angry that the American people would dare try to throw them out of office and out of power and out of privilege that they've been fighting back from the very beginning. And I think tonight you'll see that Trump wins. He'll win the impeachment effort. The impeachment effort was their last stand. Mm. And it's not going to work.
What's the ramification going to be from all this? Firstly, General Flynn, will he survive? I'm so sorry about what he's gone through.
Yeah, me too. I mean, I think he was in, to a certain extent, over. It was a job he wasn't well prepared for. But they targeted him right from the beginning. They came after me. I mean, I hadn't even met any Russian, Stevie, and they came after me anyway. And at the end, I got the impression they wanted me to plead guilty to a crime I didn't commit. And I said no. But I think that others, you know, it's an enormous, what people don't understand is that you rack up hundreds of thousands of dollars in legal fees, which you have to have a tough lawyer to fight the entire government. And none of that's reimbursed. So people have gone bankrupt, and people have committed, just to get off of the bankruptcy of it for their whole families. I think they pleaded guilty to crimes they didn't commit just to have it be over.
What will people get with Revolution? What are they going to find from K.T. McFarland's last couple of years of writing intensely about everything?
Well, I was so traumatized by the end of the Mueller investigation, I went off and wrote a book, and I tried to make sense of it all. And so the first part of the book is why I supported Trump and the thinking behind the foreign policy, the America First, Make America Great Again. The second part is going to Washington and seeing the administrative forces, the bureaucratic state, the media, the professional special interest group people fight back against Trump, and including the Mueller investigation. And then the final part, though, is that when I went off to try to make sense of it, Stevie, I realized, wait a minute, this is actually a good thing, because as miserable as it is to go through this period, we'll come out of the end of it and we'll be a much better nation, that we have, in fact, gone through these political revolutions, grassroots political revolutions, change of governments, every 40 years or so. And it's because, really from the very beginning, from the American Revolution, and it's because government by its nature sticks in power and they want to preserve their power and privileges. And the rest of the country moves on. We're constantly evolving demographically, economically, geographically, and government just can't keep up. They're not nimble enough. And so every 40 years or so, we throw the bums out. And that's what we're doing now.
Is Donald Trump going to win again?
Yes. Mm. Yeah, I do think he wins.
Okay.
And I think that what you're seeing in the Democrats, where they're embracing socialism and whatever they're embracing, the loony left, I think it's also a reaction to reject the establishment. They're just going in the other direction.
I can't wait to talk again. I can't wait to see you on all the interviews coming up. I'm a fan. I'm excited about your book. Can't wait to read it. You're the best. So great to talk to you again.
We'll do it again, Stevie.
Thanks,
Katie. We're not going to be strangers.
Appreciate you. Okay. Thanks so much. K.T. McFarland, been one of the country's most prominent conservative foreign policy experts for, you know, four decades. She was part of the Donald Trump administration starting out, part of the, you know, General Flynn and then the Mueller report, and then she holed up. I tried to reach her and actually did via email, and she said, hey, let me get the book done, and I can't wait to get back on. Her book is Revolution, Trump, Washington, and We the People. KT McFarland, ESPN 93.5. Quarter after seven, Grace is my co-host this morning back in the studio. How are the roads?
They weren't too bad. Okay. I was a little hesitant at first, but they weren't bad.
Kind of a can for a moment, really.
They really are so beautiful.
Look at the beautiful trees. And
yeah,
the,
when they're just frozen like that. I love it. It's my favorite kind of sight.
Should wake Larry up or call him or something. But.
We need to capture these moments, yeah, Larry. Wake up.
Well, thank you for coming in.
Oh, I love being in.
Sports. I forgot to write any. Well, really, there isn't any except what happened last night at the State Farm Center. Hold on. Stop the music. Something happened. I've been to the State Farm Center. I've added it up about 500 times. Assembly Hall, State Farm Center, about 500 times. Anybody there last night, you can text me if you're a part of this experience. But do you know what? The fire alarm went off at the end of halftime. There was like white lights blinking, and nobody knew what was going on. And ladies and gentlemen, please move to the exits as there is a fire. Ladies and gentlemen, please move. And we're just looking around going, what?
That had to be pretty scary.
Well, but people started getting up. And Christian and Benjamin and I, we were at the ball game. And I'm going, we're not getting in that line. And everybody was kind of mellow. It wasn't a panic, which
is great. Yes.
And then Tim Sinclair got on there, you know, because everybody down there is going, what's going on? And then once it...
Ladies and gentlemen, good to know that fire, that's a false alarm.
Ah, everybody were relieved and relaxed. I was thinking, what's going on? I've never, ever seen that. Yeah. And people were moving to the exits.
Gosh, that had to be pretty confusing.
Well, we were sitting and we figured, you know what? We're not going anywhere, so we just might as well.
Yeah, Christian said, you're either going to take your chances on the stampede or the fire. Yeah,
no, it's thankfully everything was fine, but I just never had witnessed that. Okay, Illinois wins. We're tied for first again with Michigan State in the Big Ten standings. It was not easy, and little known DeMonte Williams, who doesn't score baskets, but...
You know, when you, you look at our stat sheets, a lot of times you don't maybe see the most glaring numbers for DeMonte, and yet I told him in the locker room, I won't kiss my wife tonight because I'm going to kiss you, and I kissed him right on the forehead.
Demir blocked by DeMonte Williams. How big has he been the last two possessions? DeSumo going back to the line. DeMonte Williams putting his stamp on this one on the defensive end.
Yes, he has, and he didn't play a little for a good chunk of the second half, but he didn't pout. He comes in. He's locked in defensively. Look at the anticipation.
Yeah, DeMonte Williams again picked somebody's pocket, blocked a shot, just stuff that makes a team win. How about Andres Feliz? He was terrific. Io was good again. Kofi got 13 and 10. Kofi was sick. Kofi was in bed from Sunday to Tuesday throwing up. And the kid comes out and puts up another performance. His rebound and put back when he went to the basket was unbelievable.
Sumu over the top. Colbert battling, gets his own rebound. It'd be Colbert.
He took the rebound, and there was nobody in the world that would have stopped that. He's 300 pounds. Anyway, a terrific Illinois wins, 59-51. Off to Iowa we go, and we play Sunday at noon. Iowa's won 5 in a row. We've won 7 in a row. Last time, Grace, that Illinois has won 7 in a row was 2005, and you were 7. You were 7 years old.
Wow.
Oh, anyway, good news. Illinois wins. All right, got to watch the weather. It's a little bit slicky. Not too bad, but just be aware of it. Looks like cloudy today. High about 38. How about tomorrow? Cloudy, 30s. But you know what? 56 on Sunday.
I will take that. Any day.
Sunny in 56. Monday will start 55, and then it's like 30s and 40s as we get into February. This is the last day of the first month of 2020. And it's 30 degrees right now. ESPN 93.5. Can check your Fox Business Minute, brought to you by Eric Bolin. Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Eric at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. Trying to read my email from Larry Canfer. Up.
Timely.
Up, exclamation, LOL. Getting old, not out shooting today.
Oh my gosh, I'm sure he has plenty.
He's the best photographer ever, Larry Canfer. Okay, we'll be right back with Grace. We've got a few things to touch here. Stand by. 7:20 in Champaign Arena.
I'm Deirdre Travolton, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Amazon shares are rallying, and its stock market value is now $1 trillion. Its pre-market price topped $2,000 a share. Amazon sales rose to a record in its holiday quarter. Shipping costs rose to more than $12.5 billion as it delivered more packages in one day. However, that was offset by profits from its cloud and advertising business. Amazon now has more than 15 million Prime members worldwide. Multiple Wall Street analysts are now predicting Amazon shares will rise to $2,400. D.A. Davidson is predicting Amazon will top $2,600. IBM's chief executive Ginni Rometty will retire at the end of the year. She'll be replaced by a company vice president. Caterpillar's earnings were stronger than expected, but sales were weaker than forecast. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginni Cosola. Invested in you.
Hemmer reports weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern.
Moving to the town of Chaldea.
These are complex times. They need to be understood in more than just a soundbite.
We're in central Hanoi, just a few blocks.
When people's lives are affected, it's important to be fast, but it's most important to be right.
Boston is a city in shock.
Information has never moved faster than it does today. It is our job to cut through it.
Bill Hemmer reports weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, only on the Fox News Channel.
ESPN 93.5. Grace is here as we get to the weekend here, Super Bowl Sunday. We're going to watch. I think we're in as much to the commercials as we are anything else.
And priority is the commercials.
I think so.
For me, at least.
You know, it's $5 million each. You'll see a Donald Trump for $10 million, a Michael Bloomberg for $10 million. Those are 60-second spots. I suppose we'll do some snacks. I don't think we thought what we'll have, gotta do avocado.
Oh, yeah. We'll for sure at least have, guacamole. But I'm going to be one of those people this year that tries to be healthy on Super Bowl Sunday.
Well, okay. So what does that look like?
I've just been too unhealthy all around.
What does that look like now?
So I found these little egg thins, and people are going to think this sounds disgusting, but you can't count it out until you try it. Okay. But there are these little egg things with cauliflower. They're 8 calories. They look like little wraps. And you put them in the pan, a sprayed pan, and you just let them crisp up and they become a chip.
Okay, so chip. It's like a tortilla.
It's called an egg white crepini.
Does it have any taste?
that's why you have like guacamole with it.
So you put the little wrap in, it's an itty bitty, like 3-inch wrap.
Oh, yeah, it's itty bitty.
All right, 3 or 4-inch wrap. You put it on the, you spray it, put it on the, you get it crispy.
Yes.
And then use that as a dip, and it's eight calories.
And that's your chip.
The whole wrap is 8 calories.
The whole wrap is 8 calories.
No sugar, no anything.
No. So it's got some protein, but that's it.
Okay, so where do you buy that?
I get those at Aldi.
Okay, Aldi has those little wraps, so we could have that. And if you put avocado, if you put the guacamole, it doesn't really matter what you dip it with, right? It's more about the guac, isn't it?
Yeah, priority on the guac always. But, you got to remember, unfortunately, guac does have some calories in it. But Super Bowl Sunday, you might overindulge a little bit. But you can balance it out by having an egg white chip instead of a normal chip.
There you go. Your healthy tip of the morning.
There you go.
I tried to get hold of Mike Ditka, and I wasn't getting him, and that was unusual. So I text Diana, his wife. And Diana called me and said, Stevie, we're in Miami. We're at the Super Bowl.
Well, that's probably where we would all love to be.
Well, apparently it's sunny and just fantastic in Miami right now. Anyway, so Coach won't be on, but Brother Johnny will. Impeachment news. It doesn't look like there are the votes to continue with witnesses. Lamar Alexander, the senator from Tennessee, came out last night and said, no. And he was the other one they were worried about. So it looks like Mitt Romney, Susan Collins from Maine, and then Lisa Murkowski, Alaska, is unknown. If it's 50-50, it fails. You have to have 51-49, four more witnesses. It doesn't look like, if Lamar Alexander would have said yes, probably would have been 51-49 for the Democrats, but it looks like it'll be 50-50, if not 51-49, or maybe there'll be a Democrat like Joe Manchin who will cross over and vote against the witnesses. But it does not look, and who knows with what happens in Washington, but it looks like the whole impeachment thing will be over tonight or tomorrow, and that'll be that. So, and then you can just go on, and it won't end. I mean, the Democrats are already saying, no, no exoneration if there's no witnesses. You had 17 witnesses. You could have called John Bolton. You could have gone through the courts to make him talk. He would have talked, but they were in a rush to do this. And they did not, you know, they did not, and you did not get any Republican support in the House, which is indicative. You did get Democratic support to not do it. So it was bipartisan against impeachment. But I think we're all ready for this to end. It's very destructive to the company. It's the country. It's not going to be like we're going to sing Kumbaya in a circle, mm-hmm. play Duck, Duck, Goose, Goose. It's just going to be the vitriol and hate that there is. I just, unfortunately, don't see it ending. So we'll touch on that. We'll talk a little more Super Bowl. It's San Francisco and Kansas City. Generally speaking, people don't really care about the game because it's just a showcase. And if you are in Miami, apparently it's a zoo. With everybody from all over the world flying in, the players have to stay focused. And guess what? The players are getting calls for tickets, the coaching staff. I guess if people want to be.
Yeah,
tickets, sure. Grace, are the minimum price for a ticket to the Super Bowl in Miami is how much?
Oh, gosh.
If you want to get a ticket to go to this year's Super Bowl, you're going to pay minimum bad seat way in the end zone up top of the stadium. What's the Super Bowl ticket? Throw a number out there. 1,000? 1,500?
Oh, I was going to say way below that.
No.
My standard is different.
$5,200.
Oh, my word.
That's the worst seat in the house. Some people paying $70,000 for the 50-yard line.
So is that worth it?
No.
Yeah. I feel like if your family, your justified immediate family, outside of that, it's even like, okay, is paying that price tag worth it? I get it if it's like your son... Or I guess even like your nephew or brother. But besides that, that's a lot of money for a couple hours.
No, I don't.
But and for horrible seats. You'd see it better on your TV
What if
screen.
You had four 30-yard line seats and somebody offered you $100,000 for them? I'd take it.
Oh, I would.
Are you kidding me?
100% take that.
That's so
yeah,
crazy.
I try to sell those faster than I try to go. Because the amount I'd pay in order to stay in a hotel, get around Miami, get to Miami, enjoy the game, you know, that'd be a lot. So I definitely try to sell those things.
Well,
and save up for a vacation where I can relax.
I don't know.
Not
honestly,
a bad attitude.
I don't honestly know who goes. And you know, you at the halftime, you got, what's the girl's name? Lovato?
Demi Lovato.
Demi Lovato singing the national anthem. Yeah. You can make these what's called prop bets on how long the anthem takes.
Yeah.
And apparently Home of the Brave, that determines whether it goes 2 minutes and 4 seconds under or over that
based
on how long you hold Brave.
Wow.
And I think there's small bets because obviously Demi Lovato could bet herself and hold Brave longer.
Yeah.
I think they're max at, you know, limited number of money you can put on stuff like that. Anyway, they're bets for everything. Okay, coming up, Brother Johnny on his thoughts and reflections. Coach Ditka next week. But I think he's selling cigars, I believe, in Miami. Coach has a line of cigars.
I feel like this would sell.
I can't wait to ask him, though. He's 80 years old. We're trying to think of a Hall of Famer older than Mike Ditka. NFL players don't live really, really long time with their bodies so beat up. I can't think of an older Hall of Famer currently than Mike Ditka. In any event, he's still at the Super Bowl. He's coming back. He's en route right now, so we can't call him. From Miami to Naples, I think. So anyway, they're going back actually for the game Sunday. So they're part of it, and I don't know where he got his tickets from somewhere.
Wow.
We'll have to ask him about that.
Yeah, no kidding.
Okay, back in a moment.
This Mettler tip is brought to you by Matthew Gordon, Doctor of Physical Therapy with Mettler Center.
Pain on the inside or medial portion of your thigh that was the result of an abrupt movement either in the home or while playing sports can be a strain to your groin muscles. If you're dealing with pain here, try stretching out the muscles of the inner thigh. Also, you want to strengthen these muscles up so that they're better able to handle the demands of your daily life.
Start your journey with Mettler Center. Visit MettlerCenter.com today.
When your car breaks down, you realize just how much you need it. And when it breaks down, Beaumont Alignment Plus steps up. For routine maintenance like brakes, oil changes, tune-ups, batteries, and tires, you can count on Beaumont Alignment Plus. Bigger issues including alignment, suspension work, starters, alternators, transmission requires specialists. So get to know Beaumont Alignment Plus for your vehicle repairs. With locations on Bloomington Road and Denison Drive in Champaign, you're never far from the help you need. It's good to know the quality service is still affordable at Beaumont Alignment Plus.
I'm Troy Lands. At Lands, Inc., we have expanded our services to meet your comfort needs. We now provide heating and cooling, plumbing, drain cleaning, and underground solutions. With our 8-day same great rate, 24-7 emergency service, and comfort call maintenance plans, you can count on Lands to keep you and your home comfortable any season, anytime. Call or find us online at LandsInc.com. I'm Troy Lands, and you can count on my company because you can count on me.
Well, I wanted to let you know our yesterday Stever, we had a furnace that we were selling from Lands Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing, and part of the deal was a furnace, and yes, we got a lot of people who wanted a furnace. It was $3,500 all in. I gave $1,000 toward it. So we have a guy named Darren that's very excited to be getting a $25 tax included all-in Train furnace installed next week.
What a deal.
Oh, keep listening for more Stevers at GoStever.com. 7:30.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The vote is today, and there does not appear to be enough Republican support to have witnesses at President Trump's impeachment trial. Lamar Alexander from Tennessee says he's a no, although he says Democrats did prove their case.
That leaves Mitt Romney and Susan Collins as the only declared Republican yeses. Lisa Murkowski was still a maybe overnight. Democrats need four Republicans to get witnesses. House managers say without them, the trial is a sham.
Fox's Caroline Shively. 3 days ahead of the Iowa caucuses, John Delaney drops out of the Democratic Party presidential race. And the State Department advises Americans to avoid China because of the deadly coronavirus spreading there.
Delta cutting its China-U.S. flights by half starting tomorrow. And American Airlines just suspending service from L.A. starting next week. A pilots union, though, is suing American to stop all China-bound flights.
Fox's Aisha Hosni. America's listening to Fox News.
Local news now brought to you by Latitude Apartments. Living life at Latitude Apartments means living life unlimited. Get a tour at 608 East University Avenue in Champaign. Choose to live Latitude. Elevate your living experience today. LiveLatitude.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. Fire heavily damaged a mobile home Thursday afternoon in the 1900 block of Patrick Henry Circle. That is northeast of Urbana. The News Gazette says Savoy fire investigator Eddie Bain said there was no one home at the time of the fire and no one was injured, but the family living there was displaced. Bain said they think the fire had something to do with the furnace in the unit. The fire is believed to have started in the top portion of the natural gas forced air furnace. Bain thinks half of the mobile home was gutted. The Illinois Attorney General announced the state has joined a multi-state lawsuit over proposed Trump administration rules on food stamps that could cause hundreds of thousands of Americans to lose benefits. The rule is among three targeting the supplemental nutrition program known as SNAP. The rule, expected to go into effect in April, limits states from exempting work-eligible adults from having to maintain steady employment in order to get benefits. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Live Latitude and elevate your living experience today.
I love the rooftop terrace and my car is protected from the elements in the covered parking.
Uniquely modern for today's professionals, students, and grad students.
With the 24/7 fitness center.
So many amenities and sophisticated style.
Centrally located near the heart of campus.
Latitude Apartments, 608 East University. Mention you heard it on the radio and waive your application fees. Call 355-1535 or visit livelatitude.com.
Well, your weather brought to you by Chemical Maintenance Incorporated. CMI knows your business needs help with keeping walkways and parking lots free of ice. Well, guess what? Stay winter ready with ice melt products from CMI. Don't forget to check out Trax Buster to help remove the white film that the ice melt causes indoors. It'll protect and extend the life of your flora, keep it looking shiny and new. Find out about all their products, including ice melt, at CMIclean.com. Locally owned and operated. Call them 359-6262. Clouded today, up to 38, 35 tomorrow clouds. But how about Sunday, Super Sunday, 54 degrees and sunshine around here. 55 to start next week. It's February tomorrow, and currently it's 30 degrees in Champaign, Urbana. Very happy to welcome Brother Johnny back on the radio. Mike is in Miami, Johnny, and he's selling cigars. Does that sound right? Wow.
He's what?
Selling cigars. I mean, the Ditka cigar.
Well, I don't know. It's a good place to, it's a good place for cigars if you like them. Miami. They make a lot of them.
Yeah, that's right.
I was down there for the Super Bowl 10 years ago when the Saints beat Indianapolis.
Oh, that's right. That was Miami. Yeah. That was a fun memory. The onside kick to start the second half. That was pretty. Greg McMahon from Rantoul was the special teams coach during that time, and he came by and showed me that ring that Drew Brees had designed, Johnny. It was unbelievable Super Bowl.
Yeah,
ring.
Mike had one in Philo when he came through.
Man.
Oh, I remember trying that on.
It wasn't like this.
Yeah,
Gracie got to wear it.
Yeah. The thing was like fitting all three fingers in there.
It was ginormous. It wasn't really heavy.
It was very heavy. It weighed down one finger. You'd need a couple to support that thing.
Well, Grace and I have decided that we're kind of interested in the commercials as much as we are the game. So that's kind of what we're doing.
No, and I think a lot of people, I've been disappointed the last couple of years. There's only been a few great ones in my mind. So I don't know. At least we don't have to be worried about it, because I'd like to see Andy Reid win one. But I think the San Francisco 49ers are probably going to beat them. So
yeah.
I'm
still getting over the Saints. And Sean Payton was on ESPN on Golic and Wingo yesterday morning here on ESPN 93.5, and he's a great interview. He has a nice voice, by the way. But apparently Drew Brees might retire. Is that what I'm understanding?
Yeah, he might.
Wow.
I mean, he's 41 for crying out loud.
Wow. That's nuts.
And he probably doesn't want, I've told that story about how Archie, one of his last games, he's laying on his back in Minnesota with somebody, about a 320 pounder, he says, on his face mask to face mask. And he's looking at him, he says, "Archie, you need to stay down. They're not blocking for you." you just don't want to go out like that.
That's so funny. And yet, you look at Drew Brees and the Saints and everything, and what a career. And, everybody needs a great quarterback, and the Saints have been blessed with that for a very long time, including a Super Bowl.
Well, I think the only thing keeping Drew going is Brady. He's about four or five games ahead of him in about six categories. And he's very competitive. And Brady was talking about retiring, and then I'm pretty sure if Brady retires, he would. I think that's a factor. I don't know if that'll keep him in the game. But if Brady plays and Brees doesn't, Brady's going to start knocking down those records. And the two of them are probably about 10 years ahead of anybody else.
Anybody else
playing.
I was just saying, because we were talking last night, is there an older NFL Hall of Famer than Mike Ditka at 80? I'm not sure there is.
We thought Jim Brown, is older.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, Jimmy Brown started in the 50s, I think. So, yeah. Okay,
yeah.
Good.
A couple, not very much. I'm thinking he's 83 or something.
Yeah.
And we saw him the other day. So.
Well, let's get your thoughts on impeachment. Lamar Alexander says no more witnesses. That was a key one. So it looks like 50-50 worst case, which means it fails. And the Democrats have already got those talking points going on about if there's no witnesses, there's no exoneration, it's a cover-up. I mean, so that's apparently the script coming forward. So,
sure. They got a lot of scripts. Then they'll have one no matter what happens. They don't care about quid pro quo. You can't really be concerned about that if you're going to say, well, when Joe Biden got that prosecutor fired, or he's holding $1 billion in aid back. Now, that's quid pro quo. Is that corrupt? I don't even know. Should Joe have been impeached? I don't even know. But You can't say that Trump should be if you don't even care that Joe did it. It's all about getting Trump out of office. There's nothing to do with that,
yeah,
Steve.
Yeah.
And it's kind of showed the Democrats' true colors. I'm going back, and it's kind of a revelation, I think, about when the Democrats were pushing for the wall and immigration control, right? And what we've said is, now that Trump's in, they're not for it. Steve, they were never for it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They were just saying that.
Yeah, right.
And Trump's kind of flushed them out. And I think it's shown me we can't elect these people on the progressive side or we will have serious problems.
Yeah.
And I'm just glad it's probably 50-50 and that we can get this over with, because I'm tired of hearing about that particular, tale. And I think the Democrats have been pretty much damaged by this whole thing. Number one, because they weren't making a lot of sense. And number two, because they don't have anything that they're coming up with that makes any sense. Have I missed something?
No, I don't believe so. It is just one focus, and it has been. And I think that's what this whole loss of credibility from the standpoint of when you start working on impeachment about an hour after he was sworn in, it just doesn't have the credibility. Johnny, if you go back and we just examined this, you had James Comey. You had the Mueller investigation, Rod Rosenstein. You got Jerry Nadler. You got John Bolton, Adam Schiff, Maxine Waters, impeached 45, Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer. They have been out. It's been something, one thing after another, nothing. I mean, I cannot believe, frankly, that Donald Trump has just continued on and just continued signing stuff and going to these rallies. It's been remarkable, frankly.
Well, there's two reasons, there's two motives that the Democrats have that are valid. Number one, since the news media seems to be lapdogs and they'll just tie up the news cycle with whatever garbage they throw out, they can keep any good news from really being talked about Trump, but they can also keep all the bad news about their ideas. Did you hear Elizabeth Warren's task force idea? When she's elected, she's going to investigate the Trumps and the kids, and she's going to be hunting me down. I guarantee you that. I might as well tell you because I've said too much.
Boy,
I know I'm down the list, so I got a little time. What is that? Is
I
that
don't
what
know.
We want?
No. No.
I mean, it's just amazing, and the idea of socialism. I mean, we talked about that yesterday. If you took all the wealthy people around Champaign County, would you rather that they have the money there and do the things they're doing, or would you rather all of them give their money to Elizabeth and Bernie? Those are the choices there.
Yeah.
What do you think? They'll send it to Iran, for crying out loud.
Mm.
So, yeah, I'm not very pleased with the Democratic agenda in terms of after impeachment. I don't see anything that's very attractive.
Yeah.
And so, or anything that's going to work. And so, I think they're going to have what? Still 8 months left?
Yeah. No, nothing gets happy here. I mean, it'll still be attack, and Trump's going to take
it. Well, I'm not sure.
He'll take a victory lap,
I'm
sure.
I think they're going to try to keep the impeachment going. I don't think they've got anything else.
No.
Go back.
I think you got it. You got to figure it out. And I think they know, and what Adam Schiff said about we can't leave this to the American voter. They know they can't beat him, or at least at this point, they don't think they can beat him with what they've got. So.
Yeah, and that's it's going to whatever happens. Like I've said, the machine, the Democrats have managed very well, and I'm not sure about the integrity of our voting process, as Schiff says, but I think it's Schiff's side that's the problem.
Yeah.
I don't think it's Trump's side. And so it's going to be hard to beat any of those candidates, although I really think Bernie would fall short. There just aren't enough people going to vote for what he's saying.
Yeah.
And I've been saying it's Bernie because he's the progressive candidate.
Yep.
And they were the ones who forced this impeachment, which was a terrible idea.
Yeah.
And how are they going to stop the progressives from forcing Bernie? I don't know.
By the way, when you said negative media, they did a study. 100% of the networks have been negative about Trump's defense. 100%. 95% of the prosecution or the House 95% has been positive coverage. So if you continue to hammer home how evil Donald Trump is, But then based on the rallies and including Des Moines last night, my goodness, Johnny, it is remarkable the crowds that are showing up for Donald Trump wherever he goes.
Well, again, there's always a, you know, for every, the law of the universe, for every force, there's an equal and opposite force. So when you have 100% negativity, what you're doing is you're alarming people who really weren't all that sure. They knew the media was biased. You're alarming people, say, look at these. They're out to get us. Yeah. Someone's taken over the media. So he's kind of exposed them.
Yeah.
He called them out, and then they've, of course, responded in kind. And they haven't even made a pretext of it, Steve.
Yeah.
They, Steve, they were defending the number one terrorist alive who had just attacked our embassy and was coming in to figure out, well, I didn't work. What are we going to do next? They were saying what a great guy that Soleimani was.
Yeah.
The media.
Yeah, calling him General Soleimani.
That's how
Soleimani.
Far off track they are.
Well, we'll see what happens. It's it'll be fascinating what we got here. 10 months, I guess February tomorrow. So not, we've got Iowa caucus on Monday. I think Bernie wins that. I think Bernie wins New Hampshire, and we'll see after that. But I don't think it'll be. But one other thing regarding the Bidens and asking, you know, to check out the Bidens, do us a favor, do the country a favor, is what he said in the transcript. We have a bit of a problem. Shouldn't we know? I mean, would it not be appropriate to say, okay, Donald Trump made this thing against a political opponent? Well, let's check into the Bidens and see if there was something scandalous. If there wasn't, yeah, that other comment might have validity, but I think we should check in to see if there is dirty stuff going on with Joe Biden's son and all the money he made from Barista and everything. I think we should know that, and then we could have more context of what Donald Trump was trying to look at.
No, you're right. I don't think it was unreasonable. He didn't say get dirt. He said investigate. Hillary's the one who said get dirt on my opponent. And they didn't care about that either.
Yeah.
They were trying to beat Trump for that, and then nothing came of it. But I think that's, to me, in my mind, I think Alan Dershowitz covered it. He's quite the liberal icon, by the way.
Yeah.
And he said, there's nothing impeachable here. Go back to Biden. Could you impeach Biden for that? I mean, really?
Right.
I mean, what did Hunter really do other than get their money? It just looks bad. It's unethical. It's against all the rules and the things they want to.
Well.
But was it even impeachable? I would not say so. And yet Trump might have talked about it, Steve. He didn't do it. There was no investigation.
Yeah. And he got the money. Right.
And so still impeaching. It's got nothing to do with that, and they don't care about it.
Hey,
they want Trump out of office.
Best thought on the whole process has been Adam Schiff, we've discovered the new remake of The Shining, and he'll play Jack Nicholson. I think it's a great, I wouldn't see it, it'd be too scary. Oh, gosh, typing at the typewriter with the eyes out? Oh, come on, man. That's too scary.
No, man, he gets up there. There's apparently there's something wrong with him.
Listen, we'll track Super 54. The Chiefs haven't been there since Hank Stram and Otis Taylor and Lynn Dawson in 19...
I remember that game, actually. Hank Stram, all he did was walk around with his rolled-up program.
Yeah.
He's like, come on, boy. Come on, let's go, boy.
That's,
come on, boy.
That's right. All right, well, Johnny, we appreciate you. We'll try and track down Coach and get you both back.
We missed the coach, but I had a question.
Yeah.
Did you see the Fighting Illini basketball team
last night? Are you kidding me? We were there, and it was electric. And Coach Underwood was so excited and tweeted out last night, you know, best fans in the land. I mean, it was one of those, when you go into a building, it's electric. It had that going. I mean, the Illini, Johnny, last time they won, you know, a 7 in a row in the Big Ten was 05. That was the team.
Yeah. They're a good basketball team, and I did hear that it was sold out, that's nice again.
Yep.
It hadn't happened as much as we would like.
Well, now we've got two more. We think the rest of the season is going to sell out. They already sold out Maryland, already sold out Indiana. Michigan State's got singles, so it's probably going to be a complete sellout from here on in. But, okay, my friend Johnny, I appreciate you, buddy. Thank you so much.
All right, Stevie. Thanks a lot, buddy.
Okay. Talk soon, Brother Johnny, down in New Orleans. Coming up, Tim Sinclair, who's the PA announcer. Gracie, you worked with him at CI Living.
Yes, I did.
So we're gonna pick his brain about his athleticism.
A big night tonight.
Yeah, Harlem Globetrotters are in town, and I think Tim plays. And I think he plays, doesn't he play for the Washington Generals? Stand by. If you need a new appliance, Gray said it'd be fun to go to Dick Van Dyke Appliance World and look around. Some of the bells and whistles and some of the new stuff. Yeah. We'll probably do for a few things. You can get whatever you want. You get the basic refrigerator. We have a basic refrigerator in the garage.
Yeah.
And that keeps things cold and
freezing. It does. Yeah. And we need the extra storage.
Yep. Or you can get this fancy schmancy, you know, stainless steel side by side, bells and whistles. Heck, it can tell you when you're low on milk now. With some of the computers.
Oh my gosh.
It's unbelievable.
Those, like, inventory things coming up.
Yep.
That's so necessary.
Maytag,
awesome.
Electrolux, Bosch, Frigidaire, GE, Whirlpool, and more. Not only low prices, but the best selection of appliances in Central Illinois. So if I say you can't beat their free 10-year protection plan, can you say wow for me?
Wow.
You got to go higher, though. And, of course, you can't beat their free 10-year protection plan.
Wow.
That's it. Filling in for Diane. Good work. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, a place you want to visit when you remodel some rooms. Appliance-world.com. Appliance-world.com. It's Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Visit today on Neil before you get to the I-74 interchange there. Right-hand side of the road as you're driving north on Neil. Okay, it's Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. Last night, the Fighting Illini win, 59-51. Brad Underwood after the game.
You know, when you you look at our stat sheets, a lot of times you you don't maybe see the most glaring numbers for DeMonte. And yet I told him in the locker room, I won't kiss my wife tonight because I'm going to kiss you. And I kissed him right on the forehead.
He just does stuff to help us win. He made a block. He picked somebody's pocket in critical moments. So we'll talk a little bit more about that last night. Tim Sinclair, who's the PA guy, stand by. We talk a little Harlem Globetrotters as well with Tim next.
Big Grove Tavern at 1 East Main Street in downtown Champaign has something for everyone. Serving great steaks, seafood, and vegetarian dishes, along with a first-class wine, cocktail, and beer selection. Weekend brunches roll out a party with a mimosa bar and breakfast classics. Or maybe you need some private space for your next event, lunch, or meeting. Email sales at biggrovetavern.com or call 237-3505 for information on three private rooms. Big Grove, big flavor.
There's one name you need to know in car repair in the Central Illinois area, and that's John Marshall. John is the owner of PDR Automotive in Urbana and makes it his mission to know that your car will start when you come to pick it up. John strives for a repair in the most efficient time possible and is the right person to take care of your car. From tires to engine to electrical to the simple oil change. Trust in John at PDR. 1008 North Cunningham in Urbana. John's team will take care of you like family.
Please slow down and move over. I have a family to get home to.
Please slow down and move over. I have a family to get home to.
Slow down and move over for any vehicle with flashing lights. It's the law, and not just for emergency and maintenance vehicles. If you don't slow down and move over, you could be hit with a $10,000 fine, a two-year suspension of your driving privileges, or even jail time. Learn more at givethemdistance.com. This message is brought to you by Tapman's Towing in Urbana.
We're here helping you save for the big game this Sunday. Hey, it's Shane from Rosati's Pizza, and I'm serving up a big offer for the big game that I've never done before. Buy any pizza at regular price. I'll give you the same size thin crust cheese pizza for just $5. That's right, just $5. Buy a pizza, get a thin crust cheese for just $5. It's the big game, and it's a big deal. And I've never offered this deal before. Until now, call today and save 328-2334. That's 328-2334.
Jeremiah 29:11 states, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." What a comfort we have in this passage as the Lord is telling Jeremiah, "I care for you and will take care of you." If you are in despair and think you have no hope, pray to the Lord and ask him for his blessings, guidance, and protection. See how your life can be changed in the lives of those around you. This message brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist. ESPN 93.5, Harlem Globetrotters in town tonight. Tim Sinclair is actually suiting up. Are you on the Generals, Tim?
No, no, I'm actually on the Globetrotters, which ought to be interesting.
Tim Sinclair, the voice of the Fighting Illini, is also the voice of the Indiana Pacers. He's also on CI Living because he got nothing else to do. Gracie is here, Tim, co-hosting this morning.
Hey, Grace, how are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Fantastic. At least for now. Tonight might be a different story.
I know. Are you nervous? How are you feeling?
You know, I haven't had a whole lot of time to think about it. It all popped up kind of last minute. You know, take a few jump shots or run a few wind sprints. But I really, at this point, don't think that's going to help me at all. It is far too late for any of that.
Do you play basketball, Tim?
I used to a lot. And I played in high school, played a lot of pickup games in college and beyond. But then, you know, now with my boys, we'll shoot around at the park or whatever. But I don't run up and down a court very often at all. So we'll see what happens.
So today, are you going to add any, you know, pregame Gatorade drinks or any energy drinks to get ready?
Again, if there were anything like that that could actually help me in this situation, it would be some sort of miracle pill or drink. So it'd be like if someone said, hey, you want to go run a marathon tomorrow, but there's nothing I could do to prepare. So it's just going to be like it is. I'm scared of a few, like, newspaper headlines tomorrow morning of, the Globetrotters lose first game in 50 years because media guy goes 0 for 17 or something. So we'll see.
Oh, man, it'll be a blast. Harlem Globetrotter State Farm tonight in between all of your announcing. By the way, I'm glad I heard your voice saying the fire alarm is a false alarm, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, my gosh, because people were starting to file out. If you missed it last night, the game late in the half, halftime, right before the start of the second half, the lights went off. The ladies' voice came on about, please go to the exits. And everyone's going, what's going on? And we're saying, where's Tim? And Tim was going, what's happening? And then finally, Tim said, it's okay. It's okay. So that was nice to hear. Yeah. Well done.
The full story on that. So I have, during halftime, usually about a four-minute window to run and use the bathroom if I need to. And so I did, and I was literally leaving the bathroom when the lights started flashing and the automated lady's voice started saying, you know, leave the building. And I immediately know, like, I'm down in the underbelly of State Farm Center, and I know I'm the one who's supposed to be telling people now what to do, and I am nowhere near that microphone.
Oh, no.
So there's video on Twitter. If you follow me on Twitter, Tim J. Sinclair, there is video that Brett Behrens from WCIA caught of me sprinting through the tunnel to get back to the microphone. And by the time I got there, they still weren't exactly sure what was going on. I was waiting on the final confirmation from Zach. And then once he said he got clear that it was fine, he goes, just say we're good.
Oh, said, man.
We're good? I'm like, I can't say that. Gosh. So I just sort of was winging it, but it worked out fine.
Well, good job, because false alarm was exactly what I wanted to hear, and people where I was just all started laughing, and they were all very calm starting ahead of the exits, but I'm starting to think, okay, what's going on, and then how are they going to make this game up? I mean, because you get everybody outside. Anyway, it was certainly interesting. Hey, listen, we're rooting for you tonight. I was part of this game in 1985, except I was on the Generals. And
oh, okay.
So you being part of the Globies is probably a good thing, because you're going to win, and my team didn't. So
I've heard these stories.
Well, again, I really hope we're going to win, but if there's anyone who could help the Globetrotters lose, I think they found their guy.
Well, instead of 2000, there'll be 2001, and you'll have that distinction going for you anyway. Listen,
it'll be history regardless.
Hey, keep up your good work, Tim. You do a great job at the games. We appreciate you on CI Living, and thanks for joining me this morning, buddy.
I appreciate both of you guys. Stevie and Grace, have a great one. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Tim Sinclair. So he's sprinting in the tunnel to get back to what appears to be a fire going on at the State Farm last night.
That had to be scary for him, too.
Like,
being
what's
the
up?
One that going to be announcing.
So he went ahead and ad-libbed false alarm, which is what we needed to hear.
You're like, we're good.
We're good, yeah. Just say we're good.
The voice that had to take the energy up one more notch after that voice of relief after a second.
Well, I was impressed with people because, you know, in a massive crowd coming down the stairs from their seats up high, you know, a little push here and there, somebody's going to fall.
Right.
Everybody was very
steep,
very calm, very casual. Let's just go. Follow the instructions. I thought it was a bit. I thought we're going to hear some hip hop. All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, Christian said he thought it would be like the stand up and shout,
yeah,
that thing.
Yeah, yeah, but you never joke about fire and right, emergencies.
Right.
And you never yell fire in a theater because the panic and everything. Mm-hmm. So anyway, it was very, very unusual. And as I've mentioned in my life, I have been in and out of the Assembly Hall, now State Farm Center, at least 500 times because I worked there for so many years in sporting events. But anyway, everything good. Tim Sinclair on the court with the Harlem Globetrotters.
Right team. He's on the right
team. He's on the winning
team. That'll feel good.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to break for the news. Be back. We'll catch up with Kent Brown. Going to the Robert Archibald funeral, kind of repping the Illini. That's a sad day. 39-year-old Robert Archibald. Played for Illinois. I was part of two Big Ten championships back with Bill Self. We'll catch up with Kent in our next hour as well. Okay, back in a moment. 5:30 today, Stever Blossom Basket Florist. Your chance to get $50 to Ron Bailey's Fantastic Florist Blossom Basket. Be listening to The Drive with Lon Tay and Derek Piper. 5:30 tonight, you'll be able to text in and get a $50 bill to go to the Blossom Basket Florist. You'll have to use it within 7 days and then tell us what you thought of your experience. All part of our Stever program. Make sure you're registered for all the things coming online at 359. I'm sorry, gostever.com. All right, the news.